Sometimes things need to evolve, and pillar of positivity number 6 is in need of some evolution to help you to gain balance. Hello, I'm Kate Cocker, and this is your Everyday Positivity from the Volley Network. And pillar of positivity number 6 is 6 out of 7 pillars, which to me, I've designed as the fundamentals of maintaining and cultivating, or cultivating and maintaining, a positive mindset. When you are able to do this, when you are able to maintain a positive mindset, then what you find is your decisions are easier, you look after you better, things don't seem as bad as they sometimes do, you build your resilience, all these things that help you to experience a joyful, peaceful, inner calm that mean that you can appreciate and enjoy your life on a day-to-day basis. Now, here's the reality. It's not all roses, right? There's a great meme going around at the moment of Tom Hanks saying, when things are bad, remember, this too shall pass. When things are great, remember, this too shall pass. And that's so true. Pillar of positivity number 6 for a long time has been about rest, recoup, recharge. But I want to evolve it today with you now. And I want to move it into managing your energy. Manage your energy. Here is why. Rest, recoup, recharge, obviously very, very important, but they all imply rest, right? Recovery is one of the most important things that you can put into your day. And I mean recovery from emotional stress, daily work, decompression time to cope with the fact that things can be really hectic in your life. Equally, more and more research is showing the power of movement. Walking, for example, is one of the best things that you can do to up your energy, to help you solve problems. I want you to be moving when you need to move, and I want you to be recovering when you need to recover. Sometimes you got to push, sometimes you got to rest. And it's really, to me, about understanding yourself so you manage your energy to maintain your energy. So managing your energy could be taking some time out from your heavy workload. It could be going for a walk because that's actually the best way for you to recover today. If you've been sat down all day and you've just been churning up your stress levels, movement is the only way to ease that. Equally, if you've had an incredibly stressful day, you've been up and about and moving around, you might find the best thing to do, as you thought it would be, is not go to the gym, but to stay home and rest. It might be that at the end of the day, you just need half an hour of television. Arrested Development is my current choice of decompression, that ability to switch off and just bring that energy down. And fundamentally, one of the biggest players in depression, anxiety, mental health issues is not getting enough sleep. And some days it's about going, I'm going to bed early. We have early night Wednesdays in my house, and it was a bit of a revelation when my daughter, of all people, introduced it. So pillar of positivity number 6 is called manage your energy. And I want you to think about that today. Look at your day, look at your week, look at your month. How are you factoring in recovery time? How are you factoring in energy boost times? And how are you factoring in some physical movement to help you problem solve? I'll be back tomorrow with your final pillar of positivity. Clear your mind. It's a great one tomorrow. Take the time to track back over the last few episodes to discover all of the pillars of positivity. And you can also go onto Amazon and get yourself the Everyday Positivity workbook, which works through those pillars as well. You can find it on Amazon. Just search for Everyday Positivity workbook. I'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, have a great day. And remember, you have 100% got this.